From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye today publicly demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations as ongoing high-level inter-Korean talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war on the peninsula. Emergency talks began Saturday shortly after a Pyongyang deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border audio broadcasts into the North or face military attacks. The negotiations have now continued for 3 days without any sign of progress. And in Seoul, some people, like Kim Yur-in, are hoping the talks will yield a peaceful relationship that they can build upon. Meanwhile, South Korea has been reporting unusual submarine and troop movement in the north. Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State militants have blown up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction. Last week, it said the militants publicly beheaded the former antiquities director for Palmyra. He had spent 50 years working to preserve the fragile history of the UN World Heritage Site. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in the volatile Borno state. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Turku Burkai's convoy when it was in the village between the towns of Maffa and Dikwa over the weekend. On Sunday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the talks. This is VOA News. Lebanon's Prime Minister Tamam Salam promised Sunday to hold accountable those responsible for using excessive force against protesters and hinted at the possibility of a decision later this week to step down from his post following a second day of demonstrations against the government. At issue is the trash that's piled up around the country, plus the broader frustrations about the political system that's failed for more than a year to install a new president. Officials said Sunday's clashes injured 43 protesters and 30 police officers. French President François Hollande has bestowed France's highest decoration, the Legion of Honor, on three Americans and a man from Britain who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. Speaking at the U.S. Embassy in Paris, Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Carlatos, and Anthony Sadler described how they overpowered the assailant, Ayub al-Khazani. Both Stone and Scarlatos have military training, but Scarlatos said a survival instinct, not the training, drove their actions.
I feel our training mostly kicked in after this assailant was already subdued, frankly, when it came to medical care and things like that, and providing security, making sure there wasn't another shooter, but in the beginning it was mostly just gut instinct.
Those who subdued the gunman have been praised for averting what could have been a bloodbath on the train, which was carrying 554 people. French investigators continue to question the Moroccan-born Khazani, who is believed to have links to radical Islam and may have traveled to Syria. His lawyer told French TV the assailant is shocked to be linked to terrorism. She says he claims to have found the weapons hidden away and hoped to use them to rob passengers. Turning now to the volatile world stock markets, Asian markets closing down sharply today, and the European markets follow the course of morning trading, continuing a global slide that took the U.S. stock markets down 3% on Friday. China's Shanghai Index ended the day down nearly 8.5%. Fallen markets across the globe in recent days is keyed mainly by a fear of a Chinese economy that's slowing more than expected. Japan's Nikkei lost 4.6% today for its lowest close in 6 months. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 4.9%. Other markets in the Pacific region also down sharply. Meanwhile, markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt all opened at least 2.5% lower. Plus, oil prices continue to fall, recently dropping below $40 per barrel for the first time in several years. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.